Hi, it's Jenny and Bill from Simple Bath and Kitchen. If you're anything like us, you want to be able to trust a company while getting a great value.
That's why at Simple Bath and Kitchen, we focus on what really matters. You, value that's not hidden, and a team you can trust.
With designs that are tailored to your needs and honest, upfront pricing, we make your dream kitchen or bath attainable.
Discover the team Columbus has trusted over the last 15 years.
Simple Bath and Kitchen, where our home is your home.
SimpleBathAndKitchen.com.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 416 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our live shows in Dallas last week. We're going to talk just the tiniest bit about football. We didn't see a whole lot over the weekend, but we are also going to talk about our time at Kai-O Songfest at Texas A&M. We got to judge that this past Saturday. It was fantastic. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is a whole live show behind the scenes with Aretha. And we have book club coming up next week where we're going to discuss Leanne Morgan's new book, What in the World? We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Also, our whole complete gift guide is available on the link that you'll find in our show notes. You just need to be logged into your Gmail account or whatever you use to access Google Docs, and it'll all be there for you. Alrighty, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 416. Well, hello, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hello. It is Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We are tired. We are home.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we are in post-show recovery. I'm going to tell you that some genius at my house decided to have painters start this week, painting the living room and the dining room. And I'm going to tell you that that genius was me. Why? What's the problem? Why wouldn't that work out? And so... Yes. So I got home Sunday. I'm going to say I didn't get home till Sunday night, until about 6:30. And then I spent all day yesterday with Perry as we took down curtains and moved furniture and relocated all of these things. We took a rug to the rug guy to have it cleaned. It was a day. That's what I'm going to tell you. Mm-hmm, and now my whole house is covered in plastic as people are plastering and repairing cracks and all that. And I'm real excited about it, but I'm just saying the timing wasn't as great as what I envisioned in my mind.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. What you had envisioned in your mind was some time in pajamas, maybe with a remote in hand.
Yes.
But that is not what is actually your reality at this moment. So
it is not.
We hold you close in our hearts and our prayers.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. But listen, Dallas, what a time. What a time.
What a time that was. Let me just say, Melanie and I were very mindful going into Dallas because we learned some lessons in Birmingham. We learned some lessons about what kind of margin we need, about how much is too much, about what kind of tees us up to be ready to do the live shows. And I feel like we heeded a lot of our own counsel and our personal sort of epiphanies in Dallas. And I think it paid off. I think I was really like, we had both talked about how's that going to feel like to do a Thursday night show and a Friday night show.
Yeah.
But it was actually fine. It was good, but I think what maybe would have made it not fine is if we had not tended to our margin the way that we did, because what I personally did on Thursday was I did not leave the hotel room until it was time to go to the theater. And then on Friday, besides going to Starbucks for just a little bit, I did not leave the hotel room before going to the theater. And it works out better that way, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was same. I mean, I had, well, so I got to, well, you got to Dallas on Monday.
I did. I got to Dallas on Monday because initially I thought I was going to have a book signing and then that ended up getting canceled. But I already had the plane ticket, already had the hotel room, and it was just, it was going to be more trouble to swap all that stuff out than to not go. So I went on Monday.
Yeah. And so essentially by the time I got there, you were like Eloise at the Plaza, but you were Sophie at the Crescent Court. Is what you were. You'd moved in.
I had moved in. I've never been as overwhelmed as I was on Saturday morning trying to pack up because I was like, but I live here now. Yes. I live here now. How do I possibly get all my things back into a suitcase? Mm-hmm. Which I have to say, the Crescent Court was so lovely. The location was so delightful. The staff was so helpful. And it was just, it was such a great place to be kind of headquartered for the week. I loved it, loved it, loved it. But I really, I got so used to that room and just my little setup in that room. I just, and you know, it had a big desk and I put my computer on that desk and I felt like I created myself a little office in there.
You really did. I think I called you Mrs. The Wiggins at one time when I went in because you just, every time you had your keyboard, you were just back behind that desk. Like it was like just you were doing business. You were just doing business the whole time.
I was. Mm-hmm. I sat behind that desk. I felt so efficient. I think from the time you got there, you got there on Wednesday, I didn't turn my television on like the whole rest of the week. It was just me and typing on that computer. And I did some reading and I listened to a lot of yacht rock. I listened to so much yacht rock in that in room 550 of the Crescent Court. I practiced my tap dancing, which we'll talk about in a minute. And it was a delight. It was a delight. And then as it turned out, when Beth checked in, she was in the room across the hall from me, which I don't know, you know, you just like, there was something so fun about that. Just like, you feel like you're in college almost. Like you've got a friend across the hall. And
yeah, it's like a dorm.
Mm-hmm. It was like a dorm. It was so great. Yeah. And yeah. Anyway, all that to say, you got to town on Wednesday. Rika got in there on Tuesday.
Yes, we got in. I came down. You said, we're down in my room, or we're up in my room, because I was on the third floor. You were like, we're up in our room. Come on up. So I got up there. And I mean, I think we'd talked for maybe 30 minutes before we were like, well, so let's go ahead and go to Mi Casina. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, let's take this to some chips and salsa and some margaritas.
Let's kick it off.
Which is exactly, yeah. And so we headed to Mi Casina and had a lovely meal. And then went and even then we were halfway through and you said, I would really like some gelato. We found some gelato. It was delightful.
It was
had
so
a great
good.
Time.
Yes.
Listen, we drove around Highland Park a little bit. I drove y'all past Turtle Creek Lane so y'all could see Turtle Creek Lane's house because, you know, and she already had her candy cane lane out. So, I mean, what a time.
I know. It was delightful. Yeah.
It was great.
It was so good. And I knew, like, I kept thinking, because I was there Monday, you know, and I just sort of like hung out. Aretha did get there Tuesday. And Aretha and I went to dinner Tuesday night. But I kept thinking, when Melanie gets here, it's going to feel like it's on. You know, like when Melanie gets here, it's going to feel like this is normal. To be in Dallas at a hotel, you know. And sure enough, it did. And so Thursday night, we had Beth Moore as our guest. And I have to say, before we even get into the live show stuff, what Aretha took on with us in terms of us doing two back-to-back shows was really significant.
She was the hero of our times.
It was a lot. And I feel like of course, Melanie and I are always playing catch up on details. We're just, so suddenly, you know, it's Thursday morning and we're like, wait, how are we getting to the theater? You know, like, do we need to
what
call
time
an Uber?
Are we supposed to be there? Yeah.
And Aretha's like, no, I've lined up. You know, I've scheduled something for you. Da, 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 da. So she just handles things, and she had great volunteers who were so kind to volunteer and did such an amazing job. And so, anyway, we go to the theater late Thursday afternoon. We walk around, we get the lay of the land. We had very comfortable chairs on the stage this time. I felt like.
Yeah, I agree. Those chairs were gold. They were money for sure.
And then Beth showed up with Perry and Caroline.
If you're spending time with loved ones for the holidays, chances are that you are going to hear a lot of stories, the ones you love to hear, the ones you've heard a million times. But have you ever wanted to help your loved ones capture those timeless stories, not just for themselves, but for you, for your entire family and future generations? It can seem daunting to write an entire book of life memories, but StoryWorth makes it fun and easy. Here's how it works. Every week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Things like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done? What's the farthest you've ever traveled? How did you used to get to school every day? They make the story writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story, long or short, it doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. And after that year of fun, StoryWorth will compile your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I have done this with my dad. We've done this with Perry's mom. It's just the most beautiful thing to have this keepsake book that I can pass down to Caroline, that she can pass down to her kids, and just to know that all of those stories and all of those memories are being preserved for generations to come. Families love StoryWorth. That's why it has more than 35,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. This is the perfect gift this holiday season. Help your family members share and capture their stories this season with StoryWorth. Go to storyworth.com/bigboo today and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/bigboo to save $10 on your first purchase. storyworth.com/bigboo. Here's the whole thing, y'all. When you have Beth Moore, you're like, we had had a car scheduled to pick her up, but you don't want Beth to disappear on your watch. You know
you
what
really
I mean?
Don't.
Like, and so
for the sake of the church, you don't want her to disappear. You know?
No. You don't want to be like, if she had this great career and then she went to go do this live show with these two fools in Dallas and nobody ever saw her again. So I was like, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to put Perry and Caroline in the car with her because that felt like a good situation. And it worked out. So the three of them showed up at the theater. And listen, mm-hmm. Beth brought it. She came to play is what I'm saying.
She came to play. We have long thought she's one of the funniest people that we know. She's so funny. And she was so funny at the live show. And there were a couple of times where, honestly, just laid me out. Just laid me out.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, her timing is impeccable.
Mm-hmm. Impeccable.
She's so funny. And I think the thing that what I loved watching Thursday night's show is because so many people there, you and I knew how funny Beth is. Like, we know mm-hmm. because we've known her and we've talked to her and we know how funny and how quick she is. But I think a lot of people didn't know her outside of like the Bible setting, Living Proof Live. And so I don't think they knew. Like, I think people were kind of shocked at how funny she was. And so getting to watch the audience see that was so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Her gift for a dry understatement is mm-hmm. you cannot overestimate it. But that was delightful. And Melanie and I have discovered just in the few live shows we've done that we like to surprise one another. It adds a little something special. So on Thursday night, I decided I was going to surprise Melanie. I knew she had had a rough week because the Aggies, you know, it was the best of times. And then not so much.
Yeah, no,
so
not
I knew
so
she
much.
Had really, she had been dealing with that. And so I thought, you know, what could I do to bring a little sunshine to the festivities, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I had actually decided a while back that I was going to order myself some tap shoes from Amazon and see if I could work up a little routine. Now, when I say a little routine, I do mean like 4-8 counts, not a lot. But I had practiced in my room, you know, mm-hmm, the whole time mm-hmm. I was in Dallas. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. We had a marble floor that went into the bathroom. So that was really good for the, mm-hmm. you know, the sound of tap shoes. And yeah. so I tap danced and it brought me a lot of joy just to see you be surprised by that.
Listen, it brought a lot of joy. And what I'm going to say is don't undersell what you did. Don't undersell okay. and say it was just a small little number. Because what I'm going to say what it was a triumph. It was a triumph of dance. It was a triumph
of my art. Of my art.
Yes,
Melanie.
Of your art. Uh-huh. You brought your uh-huh. artistic skills to the stage at the Texas Theater. And we were all better for it. And mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. fact that you, like, you, I couldn't have predicted that. If somebody had said, you had kind of told me, you were like, I have a little surprise. I'm going to tell you that in a million years, my brain never went to, I bet she's going to tap dance. I mm-hmm, bet that's what the mm-hmm. surprise is. had not a clue, but I appreciate the thoroughness of buying the tap shoes off of Amazon, mm-hmm. the commitment to your art, and thank just you. The way that you nailed it. I mean, it thank just, you. It really was one, it probably is going to go down as one of my top moments of 2024.
Oh, well, I'm humbled by that. I'm grateful mm-hmm. for your appreciation for my craft. And I really wanted to do like the wings, you know, where your like legs go out to the side.
Yes.
And you move your arm. I wanted to do that, but I was concerned that I would fall. And then that would have been really, that would have been a hard left for a live show.
It really would have.
I didn't want anybody to have to deal with injury, but it was mm-hmm. so fun. And then Friday we go back for the second show and Reed Drummond is with us. And again, escorted to the theater by Perry and Caroline, which yes. we so appreciated. Yes. I think we found Perry's job for the rest of the live shows. I think we have found his wheelhouse, right?
100%. And I think uh-huh. here's the other thing that Perry brings to that table is by the time he and Beth got to the theater, he had already given Beth several Christmas suggestions for Keith.
Yes.
Here are some things that you can get Keith. They had talked about that. And then mm-hmm. on Friday night, because I rode back to the hotel with Ree and Perry and Caroline, and I said something, because Ree had made the comment they'd had storms at the ranch the night before. And I said, so I heard y'all had some bad weather. And she was like, oh, I've already discussed a lot of the agricultural things about the ranch with Perry and Caroline on the way to the theater. And I thought, I bet you have. I bet you have.
Listen, what an audience you had for that, too.
Yeah.
What a perfect audience you had for that discussion. Yes. Yeah.
And nothing. I mean, listen, there was that we got into a thing about butchering animals because, you know, that's a class mm-hmm. Caroline's actually taken at school. And sure. so, you know, we talked about the butchering process and what that mm-hmm. looks like. And mm-hmm. Not really my wheelhouse necessarily, sure. but it totally worked in that yeah. in that scenario.
Yeah.
Here's what I love about fall makeup. I feel like you can go a little bit more intense than in the summer. I want to have a little bit of a smokier eye sometimes. But here's the thing, from fresh-faced and radiant to autumn glam, you can spice up your fall routine with Thrive Cosmetics. You've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics viral tubing mascara. It's the one in the turquoise tube all over your social media. It's so easy to see why their bestsellers have thousands of five-star reviews. All their products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free. They have zero parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. My personal favorite, I used it this past weekend at the live show, is their Brilliant Eye Brightener. You can use it as a highlighter. You can use it as an eyeshadow. I use it as both. It's the perfect combo that makes your eye look effortless, even if you don't really know how to do your eye makeup. There's 17 buildable shades to choose from and play with, so you can use as little or as much as you'd like. You can apply a light shade. I love the shade Stella to the inner corner of your eye to give you a glow and open your eyes. And then they have these beautiful metallic shades that are so perfect for the holiday season, and you can just blend them with your finger. It makes an easy, smoky eye. Spice up your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics. It's luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 20% off your first order.
Well, Ree was also just a joy. So fun.
So good. Yes.
Yes. It was the most fun to get to. I don't know why I love talking about the 80s so much with Ree, but I do.
Yeah.
And we had a few sing-alongs even with the audience as we talked about some of her favorite songs from that era. It was better, Melanie, than you and I deserve is really what the whole 2 day span truly was. Better than we deserve.
Truly. It really, really was. I have to say, I thought the shows, they were my favorite shows we've done yet. Not that just because I think from everything, I think the venue was so good.
The venue was fantastic. We were at the Texas Theater and they were so great to work with. Reetha and Chris at the Texas Theater, I feel like will be in touch now for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
Like I think they've really bonded.
Uh-huh.
And just the ease of getting people in and out of there was yep. great. The popcorn, it was the popcorn of my life, Melanie.
Yeah. I mean, it really was. It was everything you could want it to be. The bar staff was great. The drinks were yes. great. I mean, everything was so good. Aretha had that thing running like a well-oiled machine. And then our guest, I'm always so blown away. Cause I mean, we had people from Minnesota, from Montana, from Oregon. Mm-hmm. Oregon. I mean, from all over, and y'all are so fun. Like, just everybody, the way y'all come in and the energy. And we had some girls from Norman that had on matching shirts they had made. I mean, just the best, sweetest, most enthusiastic. It's just the live shows to me are so fun. Because listen, I love the podcast and I love hearing from y'all on Instagram. But to get to be in person in that kind of setting is just, there's just nothing like it. It's just magic. And so thank y'all for coming and for being a part. We just loved it.
Yes, we did. There's something about, you know, I thought about the fact I rapped a little bit for you, and I use the word rap in quotation marks. It was not really a true rap, but neither here nor there. Just the fact that, you know, and I was like, Melanie, get up and dance while I do this. And you got up and danced. Here's the thing. Melanie and I are behind the scenes people. Like, we're just not prone to do a lot of front and center stuff. No. The only reason we can do it in that situation and have as much fun as we have is because we feel safe with the people who are watching us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like, we know that for whatever reason, all of our quirky sensibilities are going to be at home with that group of people. And
it's so true.
I will tell you my favorite thing of the whole 2 day. Well, I mean, I know I was in Dallas for pretty much a week, but what I loved watching was Melanie's friends, like her Texas people, the way that they welcomed my sister and my cousin Paige. And by the end of Friday night, I mean, they were all just, they hugged.
Yes.
They couldn't wait to see each other again. Mm-hmm. They were making plans for down the road. Like, we've always said that your people love your people.
Yeah.
And that my people love your people and vice versa. And it was so sweet to see that. And it was also really sweet to see how proud your daddy was of you on Friday night. I don't know. I just, the personal side of it's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's like, we get to have a big party. I was like, you know, I guess in this time where it's like, well, we're not going to get married, but it's like, it kind of feels a little bit like a wedding where it's like all your people that you love in one room, and everybody's together, and everybody's getting to meet everybody and to see your sister and your cousin Paige, and listen, piled up with Gully at the Crescent Hotel lobby and just
piled.
Mm-hmm. I mean, making some plans, and it was just so fun. It was a great time. So it was really good.
My only regret from the time was that I did not get much time with Caroline. Like, I mean, I had time with Caroline, but we didn't get to talk.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to Auburn next weekend. Y'all are coming to town, and we're going to Auburn for the game. And I really am. I'm going to have a list. I'm going to have a list of topics that we need to cover.
I think that's good. I know.
When we get in the car.
Yeah. Well, Caroline had even said, because so then y'all, we left. So we left Dallas on Saturday morning, and we drove to College Station because we got to judge Songfest on Saturday night. But
yes, we did.
Originally,
we did.
Listen, and we're going to get into that. But originally, what Sophie wasn't going to leave till Monday. We couldn't remember why she thought she wasn't going to leave till Monday. But Caroline was like, oh, she was like, we'll go to brunch after church and I can catch up with Sophie. And then I thought when you told her Saturday night, well, now I'm leaving tomorrow, she just kind of looked at you and she's like, well, I'm going to start a list. It was like, she was like, here's my list of topics that we need to discuss.
I know. Mm-hmm. But I did, when we were on the way to College Station, I looked at Melanie and I was like, I'm going to see if I can change my flight till Sunday. I mean, at that point, I had been gone for several days. And Hazel has started this thing where when I'm gone for a period of time, she comes in my office and she tears it up. Like, she knocks all the pillows off of my sofa. She goes under the desk where the printer is. And a lot of times she unplugs the printer somehow. We don't know how she's doing it. Mm-hmm. She sneaks off from David. Yep. And so I already knew she had torn my office up because she's mad. Like, she's mad
angry
at me.
Yeah.
She went into our bedroom one day while David was working, and she got behind our bed and she unplugged all, like, kind of, I think she runs through cords or something, because she unplugged like David's chargers and his lamp and all that kind of stuff. She was ticked, you know, she was
you
aggravated.
Left her. You betrayed her. Mm-hmm. You betrayed her.
I did. So I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and see if I can get a flight home. And I was able to change my flights. And so Melanie took me to the airport and College Station on, was that what morning? What day was that? Was that Sunday? On Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even talked to you about it because it was the flying experience of my life.
Tell me more.
There are two gates. And you sit in the same place regardless of your gate. It's just like there's a lounge.
Yeah.
Just sit here. You've got two doors you can go out of to get on a plane. Yeah. There's only going to be one plane here at a time. So no worries.
No.
It was just, you know, the people who were doing your baggage stuff at the counter, just as laid back and breezy. And then they don't take your luggage and put it on a belt. You wheel it over and then you wheel it to somebody who's behind a glass panel in some kind of office. I don't know, but my bags got home and I was, you know, I got to spend some quality time in the DFW.
Yeah. And I told you, I thought there was a good chance that the pilot from College Station to Dallas might load your luggage onto the plane. You know what I mean? Where it's like a one-stop shop. Yeah. Like, here we are. It's like Bugs Bunny playing baseball. I'm going to serve you your coffee and load your luggage. And I'm going to fly the plane to Dallas, you know?
Well, and I also told Melanie, the gentleman who sat beside me on the flight from College Station was Perry in 25 years. He had a DOP kit, he had a plastic grocery bag, and he had a cardboard box that was full of some things. I don't know what else. I mean, but that's what he brought onto the plane. That's what he took off of the plane. That was it for him. That's what he needed to make the trip that he was making.
Yeah.
He had no need for an actual suitcase.
No.
So anyway, but that was all fine and good. I was so happy to get home Sunday night, and all that to say, it was so worth it going to College Station, though, just because of the Songfest. My word.
Y'all know how much we love Maya Chia skincare products. They are some of my very favorites. Their products have transformed our skin, and now they have brought that same formulation brilliance to hair care with the powerful scalp and hair treatment serum and the main agent molecular bond repair. These two treatments together are magical, y'all. I've been using them both for a month now, and I can already see a difference. My hair feels thicker and stronger. It has repaired so much of my damaged hair from just heat and all the things that I ask of my hair. Here's what's great. The powerful treatment supports scalp wellness. It's so vital for healthy hair growth. One of the biggest benefits I've noticed with it is just the improvement in my hair thickness and the density. My hair feels so much fuller. And then what the main agent does is it repairs hair damage from the cortex to the cuticle without leaving any residue. It's lightweight. It gives my hair bounce and volume, unlike so many other repair products that just feel like it weigh it down. If you haven't tried these products yet, now is the time. Head over to Maya Chia and check out the powerful scalp and hair treatment and the main agent. And if you go to MayaChia.com and type the code BOO15 at checkout, you'll save 15%. Maya Chia has brought their skincare smarts to hair care, and I personally could not be happier. So give your hair the love it deserves with Powerful and the main agent. You will not regret it. I know. I was really hoping on the way there. I was like, I don't think I oversold it, but it was every bit as good this year as it was last year. The children are so talented, you know?
The children are so talented. I wished, for Ashby, Alex, and Ella to be with me because it was like a show choir competition on steroids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because the acts are co-ed, you get such a good balance of like the areas where the girls are really great at dance and the areas where the guys are really great at dance. And sometimes there's overlap.
Yeah.
But I have thought about several of the, I bought the digital copy, Melanie.
It's, you did?
I did. I brought the digital copy because I thought I came home and I bought the digital copy because I thought I'm going to want to break this down with them at some point over the holidays.
And
if I don't go ahead and buy this digital copy, I'm going to miss my opportunity.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I bought it. You too can buy it at kyosongfest.com. Because I want them to see, here's what I want them to see. I want them to see the Batman and Robin characters from the Dark Knight show.
The Joker. That Joker was so good.
The Joker. Yeah, that's what I meant. That Joker could move.
Yeah.
So I want them to see that. I want them to see the Bird Box show.
Yeah.
I want them to see the Truman show.
Yeah.
I want them to see the Greatest Showman show.
Yeah.
And then, and I'm not even thinking of all of them because there were so many that were great. There were so many that were great.
was so good. I mean, like, they just killed it. That, is it Don't Worry, Darling? Was that the
Don't Worry, Darling. That was phenomenal.
That was so good.
Yes. And I wondered when they announced that's what it was. Sorry, I don't know.
She's
a myriad of things.
She's angry.
I don't know. I didn't know when it started. I was like, how do you do like a musical presentation about Don't Worry, Darling? But they did it. They did it.
They did it well. And it was so good. The Rocky one. I love the Rocky one. I mean, they were all so good, but just
Kung Fu Panda was so delightful.
Kung Fu Panda was darling. I mean, just so, and such a great combination of like, some of them felt very dystopian. Some of them felt very light and happy. The Greatest Showman was so good. I don't know. I'm just so impressed with all the work that those kids put into that. I just think it's incredible.
Well, and let me just say, the Chi Omegas at Texas A&M, the professionalism of that show, and I'm really not kidding, like the way that they transitioned from act to act, the way that thing ran, it was organized, it was, I mean, it's a whole deal. I mean, they put on a legitimate full show, and they killed it. Now, I will say, I tried in the second half to dial down my reactions a little bit, because Ella, who's a Kyo who was sitting next to me, she was getting the, like, some of our score sheets. At intermission, she said, I love hearing your reactions, which made me realize that I had been reacting out loud. I thought, oh, I don't know if a judge is supposed to do that. But I think I'm used to show choir, you know, where like you can react out loud. But I reacted a lot out loud, I feel like, because Ella said she liked hearing it. So I tried second half, but there were times where I could not help it. I just I could not help it. Uh-uh. You have to react out loud.
You do. It was so fun.
I'm telling you what, it was something else. It was, in a weird way, it was such a nice way to kind of end our weekend, or our extended weekend, like to enjoy a performance. It just felt right somehow.
Yeah, it did. Just to be able to sit back, because everybody was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe y'all are going to go do that. And I was like, I'm going to be so happy to just sit and watch some people on stage do phenomenal things.
Yes.
And I told Sophie when we got there, I said, I feel like part of this whole trip, my most exciting thing was to watch her watch that, because I know how you love a show choir performance.
Melanie, do you know the teamwork that's required to pull off something like that? Can you even
leadership,
imagine
the leadership
that's required, the discipline that those kids had to perform with that level of excellence? It fills my heart with all the things that it loves.
Listen, so it was good.
It was so great. And having Caroline and her friend Caroline behind us, it was delightful. So I loved it.
It was a great time.
It was a great time. Now, I will say, I'm so happy to be home. I'm still so dehydrated.
Yes.
I don't know what my objection to water was while I was in Dallas, but I did not have nearly enough of it. Yesterday, I told you, I think I had about 192 ounces of liquid. I just could not stop. I have moisturized my face 74 times. I'm really in a pickle on the hydration level, but I'm working my way back to wellness, I hope. I'm going back to Pilates tomorrow. I'm gonna try to get my act together a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the last couple of nights I've been using that Myochia, that pressed serum on my skin every night, because I'm like, I'm not sure what I did or what happened. If it was just wearing makeup more than I'm used to, or more makeup than I normally do. But I was like, my face feels so dry. And I'm going to tell you that when I washed my hair on Sunday night, after three nights of full hair, like Caroline and I both, I stopped by her house on the way before I left town on Sunday, and she'd gotten home from church, and she'd kind of been the same. And she said, if you put a match close to my head right now, it would combust. And I was like, same, like my hair had so much product and was so dirty. And listen, it was a situation. So it never felt so good to get in bed with clean hair and, you know, have some electrolytes in my system on Sunday night.
I got a text Sunday night from your friend Christy, who's my friend too, but yes. But she was originally your friend from Two Funny Girls. And mm-hmm. she said, I hope you are home and you have showered and you were in fresh pajamas. And I was like, I have done all of the above. Like, there's something about flying and mm-hmm. coming home and first shower at home and fresh pajamas at home. It's magical.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, for whatever reason, I wanted to cook. I wanted to get in my kitchen. I wanted to chop things. I wanted to saute things.
Okay.
I wanted to do something that was kind of mindless, but mm-hmm. that felt, and I feel like I haven't had a super well-organized meal. You and I had one of those in College Station, and then we had the Mi Casino in Dallas, but kind of in between, we just sort of snacked, like, We didn't do great with really protein, that kind of stuff.
So meals.
So I wanted to fix a meal, and I will tell you that those charro beans that we had at Mia Maria in College Station, they stayed with me. I made some yesterday. They were so good, and I was like, I want charro beans. And mm-hmm. so I did. I made some, and they were delicious, by the way.
Okay. Well, listen, I actually cooked last night, too. I did the spicy hamburger vegetable soup because I knew our kitchen is going to be kind of a mess because of the painters. So I was like, this is the only night I can cook. And I was like, if I'll go ahead and make this soup tonight, which, number one, I was same. I was like, I need a home-cooked meal. I need something mm-hmm. that didn't come from a restaurant. And then I was like, and this becomes something easy that we can heat up the rest of the week, even if we don't have a kitchen to use. So we don't have to go out to eat every single night. So,
yes. Well done.
So I was same. When I was at the Dallas Live Show this past week, I was laughing with all of my friends that were there because we had all brought our AG1 with us. Because here's the thing, y'all. AG1 helps you build a healthy morning routine. In just 60 seconds, you can get your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, adaptogens, and more. That's why I've been drinking AG1 for almost 2 years now. AG1 contains prebiotics, probiotics, and gut-supporting ingredients to support your digestion, to reduce bloating, and to keep you regular. My friends and I all agree we feel so much better on AG1. We can tell major differences in our gut health. There's less bloating, and overall, we just feel like our digestion is improved. It's a foundational supplement that keeps us feeling our best, and it gives us more energy. It supports our immunity and even stress support. I trust AG1 because they source ingredients in bioavailable forms, making it easy for your body to use each nutrient, and their formula uses non-GMO ingredients and contains no added sugar, which is so important to me these days. So start with AG1 and notice the difference for yourself. It's a great first step to investing in your health, and that's why they've been a proud partner of ours for so long. Try AG1 and get a free bottle of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's a $48 value for free if you go to drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out. And then we didn't really even watch college football. I mean, it was another weekend of chaos. You had Georgia Tech took down Miami. You had Ole Miss beat Georgia. Alabama demolished LSU.
That surprised me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. South Carolina beat Vanderbilt by quite a bit. I mean, this was all just kind of after the fact, but needless to say, I mean, I think the SEC offices are busy figuring out what to do in case of a 16-way tie.
Well, it'll only be 15 because the Bulldogs are not in anything.
Well,
we are officially out of it all. Mm-hmm. Us and Auburn and Oklahoma. Listen, we are nobody's worry, but the rest of y'all are really in a pickle. I mean, it's something else.
Listen, mm-hmm. We've been playing rock paper scissors somewhere. You know what I mean?
That's right. Everybody send a representative.
We're going to have a cage match between Kirby Smart and Lane Kiffin. Whoever wins, whoever comes out of the room alive gets to go. I don't know how it's going to happen, but, you know, God bless all the powers that be that have to figure that out. I'm glad that's not my particular battle.
But anyway, but in just next weekend, you and Caroline are coming here, so I'll get to see y'all play Auburn,
so excited.
Which will be so fun.
Yep, so excited. Cannot wait. And that's going to be a night game. And I appreciated that when they announced yesterday it's going to be a night game, that Tex Aggs immediately was like, they gave us a night game at Auburn. We're probably going to lose. I'm like, that's that's where we are now. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like we've had our upward trend, and now everybody is like all is doomed. All is
yes. Well, Auburn is a tough place to play.
It is.
I do think. I mean, if there's student sections in it, yeah,
that's
it's rough.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up the rest of our gift guide today. We're not doing five favorites because we've got gift guide. We're going to talk about our teenager / college aged friends, mm-hmm. some ideas for girls and guys, and we're going to add all of these to the gift guide that we put up last week. So you'll have a one-stop resource for whatever you're looking for Christmas gift wise. So
are we going to start with teen girls or teen guys?
I'll tell you what, I'll kick us off. I've got some ideas for both, just a few.
Oh, perfect.
And then,
okay, great.
And then we'll move from that and to the girls. You can kick us okay. off with the girls. I was just going to say that I think a great stocking stuffer for girls or guys this age are the little screen cleaners that I've linked to before, but they're wrapped in a microfiber cloth, and you just mm-hmm. spray them on your computer screen, and then you can use the cloth that's wrapped around it. Is it like a chamois? It's so simple.
Yeah.
But they're great for people to have to keep in their desks, to keep in their cars, for the screens in their cars. And it's super practical for girls or for guys. And then I want to also recommend this. I had the customer service experience of my life yesterday with Away Luggage.
Mm-hmm.
I'd noticed a few weeks ago that on my big, like I have a large flex bag, like their biggest bag,
uh-huh.
that one of my zippers, like had come off, you know, one of the things that you use to zip, it's supposed to have two of those mm-hmm. on the main section. And I just have one, I guess it came off sometime when I was flying or whatever. And I thought at the time, well, I can't deal with it because I need this bag to go to Dallas. So I'm just going to have to deal with it when I got home.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got on the Away website chat. I told them what the problem was. They gave me a UPS label to send it back, and they're sending me a replacement bag. Like it took 5 minutes because they said they can't fix that particular thing, but the bag's mm-hmm. under warranty, and so they're sending me a replacement bag. So they're sending me a whole new suitcase. So I wanted to say, if you have an older teenager or a college age person in your life, or really anybody in your life, their bigger carry-on flex is yeah. my favorite carry-on bag. It's and they'll have a Black Friday sale, so don't buy it until it's the Black Friday sale. But they also have some limited edition colors that I know some of the girls that I know would love, some glittery silvers and blues, and there's a real pretty lilac color. And then they also have a collegiate collection. It's not all the schools, but it's Alabama, Texas, I think I saw Penn State. Like, you just have to look and see if your school's there.
Oh,
but
cute.
For the fact that the customer service is as good as it is, and for the fact that this is a bag that you can literally have for a really long time, because if something goes wrong, they're going to replace it. I just don't think you can beat what you get for the money. So
yeah. Okay.
I think, and you know, Alex always needs luggage.
I was going to say the college children need their luggage. I mean, Caroline's already been through, I bought her a suitcase at the end of high school, I think. And that thing is already so beat up that it's time for another one.
Yeah.
Like, and it was not a super expensive one, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, she uses it all the time because they're on the go. The college kids are.
They are on the go. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten Alex a really nice duffel bag, but I am going to get him one of these carry-on flex bags because of some traveling that he's doing this summer. And, you know, it's like David said yesterday, he was like, you can either buy inexpensive bags over and over,
yeah.
or you can buy a nicer bag. And with the assurance that if something goes wrong, they're going to replace it or fix it. So
yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that. I think those are good for guys or girls. All right, let's kick off the girls.
Okay, I'm going to, listen, this first one is going to be, Caroline and I both now have three pairs of these, and they've been a five favorite of mine, but it's the Offline by Aerie, the super wide leg fleece pants. Mm-hmm. Y'all, these pants mm-hmm. are magical. They're like sweatpants, but they're not super warm. They're lightweight. They're super flowy. I mean, they're just a great thing to throw on if you're around the house, if you're running errands, whatever. They come in a million different colors. They come in regular length and tall length. They have a raw hem so you can cut them to where you want them. Mm-hmm. I cannot mm-hmm. recommend them enough. They're so good.
They're so good. I flew home in these on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They are so soft.
Yes.
They are so soft that you kind of feel like, well, I'm running around in my pajamas.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's how it feels. I have mine on right now.
Melanie called these a generational sweatpant, and she's correct. They are a generational sweatpant. You want to just go through all of yours, and then I'll go through all of mine.
Yeah, that works. That works. Okay. 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 The next thing is, if you have somebody who likes to read, I was asking Caroline because she's really picky about her books. And if you have a girl who loves like the Sarah J. Maas, any of that stuff, Caroline said she just finished reading this. It's called The Prison Healer Trilogy. She said it's one of her favorite ones that she's read in a while. So if you have a reader and you know that they like that genre of book, Caroline recommends The Prison Healer Trilogy if you would like to purchase that for someone. So...
I believe
it was really good. Yeah. Uh-huh. So there you have it. The next is, this was on Anthropology, I believe, but it's really cute. It's a monogram heart locket. And so it's just a really pretty little filigree heart. And hearts are really in right now. And then it's got a little monogram on it. You can get an initial.
I love it.
I just thought it was so cute. It's $48. I just think that would be a great gift.
Hearts are really having a moment, aren't they?
They really are.
They're really having a moment. Mm-hmm.
They are. They're a big thing right now. The next thing, this was asked Caroline. I was like, what are you wishing for Christmas? And she said, like I always thought she would. She said, what I would like is a juicer. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she said, I would like to make my own juice. Listen, she's really in it right now. She's got a sourdough starter. I don't know what's happening. She's about to go live on the prairie, apparently, but she would really like, and so I found this NutriBullet Juicer Pro. It's at Williams Sonoma. It's about $150. But listen, if you have a college girl, like the children love to make their own juices now. So I'm just saying, if you have a health conscious, whatever, Caroline, this was a recommendation from her.
Okay. Just as we did, Melanie, just as we did in college. Oh, we loved to make our own juices.
I made my own juice. It was called going to 7-Eleven and getting a big gulp is what that's going to Sonic and getting a Route 44 cherry vanilla Coke was my version of that. Okay. The next thing is, I love these Gold Hinge tennis skirts, but I had bought one for Caroline a while back, and I'm just going to say that they're a little on the short side, but they have now come out with a 15-inch one. That I think is much better. It's just, it's still short enough to be cute for the college girls, but it's just not as short as the original.
Okay.
They come in a lot of colors. This is a great gift. I think all the college girls would love it. The next thing is the Daily Drills, which you're the one that originally told me about Daily Drills back before I saw it. And now I feel like everybody has it, but the Daily Drills, they have these Varsity Crew sweatshirts. They are perfectly oversized. They are not too hot. They come in different colors. They're great. Caroline has a green one. She loves her. She wears it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you're just not going to do better trend-wise right now with a college girl than with the Daily Drills. And listen, it'll be something else next year. Don't worry.
It will.
But for right now, for this moment, it's a Daily Drills moment.
Yeah. There's tons. And they have lots of sets and they have lots of different stuff. But Daily Drills, if you're just like, I need a home run gift, like anything Daily Drills is great. This next one, this is funny because Allie and Beth sent me this and it's their EXO hoodie. And when Caroline saw it, she was like, can I have that? And I was like, sure, you can have it. And so she had it. And so she actually texted me last week and she said, hey, where did this hoodie come from? Because everybody's been asking me about it all day. So I'm going to tell you, is apparently the college girls like the Allie and Bess EXO hoodie. It is super cute. And it's, you can get 20% off code Melanie20 from anything Allie and Bess, because they also have game day bracelets, which are cute and all that. But this hoodie in particular is apparently a big hit with a lot of the college girls.
I love it. It's so cute.
Isn't it cute? And so Caroline has been wearing hers a lot. And she just said, every time I wear it, people ask me where I got it. So listen, maybe it's the new Daily Drills is what I'm saying.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah. So the next thing is, I've got three more. The next thing is the Makeup by Mario palette. Listen, I think you're the one that originally told me about the Makeup by Mario palettes, but they're so good. And the colors are so good. And this one has some little sparklies. And it's just, I don't know a college or high school girl that would not love this palette.
Listen, this particular palette is what I used to do my makeup when we were in Dallas. And I'm not typically a person who uses sparkly eyeshadow, but I love these because they go on like it's pretty pigmented. And so you just need like a swipe of the sparkly. You don't have to sit there and just like work at it, you know, but the colors are beautiful. And I've had the palette for probably a year. I'm sure Jamie Golden would tell me that it has expired at this point, but it works. It still works beautifully. So I'm a fan.
Jamie Golden doesn't even want to get into my makeup drawer and the things that I have held on to. I'm like, it's still good. It's fine.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, the next thing, I always like to kind of get like a little something that's just like something fun that we can do like Christmas Day or, you know, whatever. And listen, the amount of games I've bought that nobody in this house wants to play. But then I saw this Friends. It's really cute. It's a 3D jigsaw Friends puzzle. I know. It's like it's like you build the apartment building with Central Park. It's 3D. I don't know. It just looked really cute. And I was like, well, this might be a fun little like Christmas, you know, day after Christmas project or whatever, just to do. I just thought it was really cute. And with it being Friends, I feel
That's
like that
so
would be a
cute.
Hit.
Isn't that cute?
Yes. I love. Yes.
Yeah. And then my last thing, I think this was on my list last year, but I just think these are so beautiful. And it is the Eras Collection watercolors. It's from this peppermint paste store on Etsy. I got two of these for my niece last year who loves Taylor Swift. And she just does some lyrics from different Taylor Swift songs with the most beautiful watercolors. And I think to just frame one of those or a couple of those, she's got some like Christmas ornament options. They're just really, really beautiful. And I think somebody would love those.
And, you know, we love a gift of art. We love the gift of art. It's a fantastic gift to give.
It's a great gift to give. And I think everybody can use it. And I love the watercolors that she's done. And I love the lyrics that she's chosen. So thus concludes my teen college girl gift guide.
Okay, here go my selections for the year of our Lord 2024. First one are some sneakers. You and I both have these. I got them at Gus Meyer. I think you did too. The Back 70 sneakers. Now listen, sometimes there's not overlap between what the moms like and what the younger women like, but this is a place where the overlap is sure and true. I know that Ella really loves these. Steph really loves these. I really love these. They run true to size. They're a great price point. And what they have done such a great job of at Back 70 is just their variety of color combinations. So I'm linking to the whole page of Back 70 options. But I want to say that the people I know who have gotten the slide version, and I have the teddy, which is lined with some fleece, they're fantastic. And then I think Steph has the orange. Ella has the cherry color, which is kind of a hot pink. And then I think the metallic gold is so cute. I just don't think you can go wrong with these. And there are tons of different color combinations depending on what the person that you're shopping for might like. So
super cute.
Highly recommend the Back 70s. They're such a great everyday sneaker. Okay. The next thing, I ran across this over the summer when I was shopping with our friend Todd's daughter. And it's I don't know if I'm saying this correctly. Is it Way? I think it's Way, but it's the St. Bart's Hair and Body Mist. This is just one of those great everyday, really mild scents, but you can spray it on your hair and just like do a quick spritz kind of all around. And it's one of those things where you smell really good, but you don't necessarily smell perfumey. Here we go. Oh, Lord. Anyway, Gracie, Todd's daughter, she's 15. She loves it. But also I think college age girls will love it. It's just one of those kind of universal scents where you're not going to be, it's not going to matter really what your preference is because it just smells good. That's the best way I know how to say it. I think that's a great gift. And then another thing on the jewelry front is I love, you know, charms like the hearts are having a moment. I love the whole idea of building a charm necklace for somebody. And I love the ones that are at heart. I love these. And so you can do a necklace, you can do a bracelet, you can dig through all the charms and find the things that you think are the most sort of personalized and meaningful for the person that you're shopping for. I think these are special. You know, this is a keepsake that somebody can have forever. And I love the way that you can build it online. You can place the charms online just like you want them. So if you are a meticulous gift giver, this is a great website for you to go and really think through what charms you want to go where and how you think the progression is most meaningful. And I love everything about that.
Oh, I love this.
For readers, especially readers who are interested in some classics, but maybe have not read them, I love this Rifle Paper collection of Jane Austen books. Like the covers are gorgeous. They're so pretty. You know, if you have a college aged person who, you know, would set them on our bookshelf. And then some of your best books ever. You've got Emma, you've got Sense and Sensibility, you've got Pride and Prejudice. And I just think they're gorgeous. And so and actually a really good price for to get these three books in one. So I love that. Also a great gift for a younger teenage girl if she has not read these particular books. And my next thing is spirit oriented, but the Kinsey collection has some of the cutest bracelets, but they're fabric bracelets with little tassel closures, real easy to wear, super lightweight. But I have one that has that says Hell State on it. You can listen, if you want a party in the sip, you can find a party in the sip bracelet. But there's some different ones for Arkansas and for Georgia. But if you have a sports fan in your life, I think these are so good. And I think I have one more. Oh, yes. Our beloved Osea. Melanie and I both love these products. And they have a gift set that is fantastic for the holidays because you get, it's called their Super Glow Body Set. And in this set, you get the Undaria Algae Body Wash, which is so good. You get a body serum.
Yes.
And then you get their body oil, which is the product of my life in the wintertime. So
100%.
I love their body oil. So you get all three of these things for one price. Great thing to wrap up for somebody you care about and a great way for them to pamper themselves a little bit all through the year.
Love that. Okay. These are great. These are good. Okay. You're so welcome. Okay. Now on to guys.
Yes.
Okay. The first thing, listen, y'all, I'm going to tell you what I don't know about teen guys could fill a book. that's what I'm going to say. I haven't raised one. I'm not really around them. I don't really know. I don't really know. But these are some things that I personally like. So and I usually and some of these might be on my list because I do buy for Gully's boys every year. Yes. So okay, the first is my understanding is that the teen guys like their games. They like their video games.
They do. They do.
And so I just saw these gaming headsets on Amazon. Listen, they're inexpensive. If you have someone who enjoys the video games, a gaming headset might be a great gift.
Yes, absolutely. It's an essential, Melanie, is what it is. It's an essential.
Why wouldn't it be? Now, my next thing, I felt a little bit more, oh, this is the wrong link. Hold on. Listen, we're killing it today.
Killing it.
It is, I love these, and they've actually already got their Black Friday sale already going, but I love these La Matera belts. They are, they are woven. They are gorgeous. They have leather ones. They have canvas ones. The patterns are so good. You could kind of find one in any colors you wanted. If you wanted to find something that maybe was school colors, or if you just wanted to find a nice neutral, I just think that they are beautiful. And Perry might be getting one of these, although he would tell me this isn't the kind of belt that he wears because he needs something that can keep a holster on. But whatever, this I think this is beautiful.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. Those are special.
I think, really pretty. The next thing is that Johnny O, I think their shirts are so good. They're super soft. They're super comfortable. And they have a collegiate vault collection.
Also on my list, by the way.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. I just think that this is a great, I mean, I linked to the A&M one that's got the block tee because I just think that block tee looks so clean. But they have lots of different options for lots of different schools. They have pullovers, they have quarter zips, they have button zips, anything you could possibly want.
Yes.
Then my other suggestion is I found this on Mark and Graham, and it's a leather money wallet clip. And I just really like that it's slimmer than just a normal wallet, but it's kind of got everything you need. Like it's got a place to put your cash and then a couple of places to put your cards. I don't know. I just think this is a good gift. You can get it monogrammed. It looks nice.
I love that. I love the whole notion of still having room for your debit card, a credit card, your driver's license, but then it's just a clip for the money. I think that's super practical.
Yeah.
I think that's a hit, yeah. Melanie, because you can carry it in your front pocket, which is a deal with the guys.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, because I was like, mm-hmm. It feels like the days of, you know, now back in my day, what we had was, it was a Velcro, you know, and nobody's doing that anymore, right. Thankfully.
The height of elegance, the Velcro wallet. Yes,
the OP Velcro wallet. But then I think the leather wallets can get so bulky, so I like that this was a slimmer wallet option.
Yeah, I think it's great.
And then my last one was, while I was on the Mark and Graham site, I saw this leather poker set. And I thought, this is so, it's a great thing to have, because I was like, it's got all your chips, it's got all your stuff, they could have it forever. Just when they get off the video games, if they want to play a round of poker, what better to do than this, with this nice elegant set that they could take to parties and whatnot.
I've arrived for the party with my elegant poker set, everyone.
I have my elegant poker set.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It could immediately class up any fraternity house, is what I'm saying.
In Alex's fraternity house, they actually do have a room where they play poker, actually. Yeah. And I like that this comes in pink and green and blue, so that if a girl wants to play poker, she can also have an elegant poker set that maybe is more in line with her preferred color palette. You know, they've got some good options there. I think that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it. So that's it. That's all I've got for y'all with the guys.
I think it's great.
Well, listen, I'm going to do, but I trust that you will maybe have some better options for us, or some other options, since you actually have really two college age guys that you see on a regular basis.
Well, I have, listen, my Johnny O link doesn't work. I'm telling you, I'm firing on all cylinders. Okay, here's my first thing. I actually got Alex one of these, and I'm gonna take that away luggage idea and just park it down here too, by the way. But I love the Roback State polos.
Yes.
And I got Alex one of these with it's like a maroon and white Mississippi polo. Even mm-hmm. though I know he doesn't live in Mississippi, he cheers for the Bulldogs. And so it's a little bit more subtle in terms of showing your allegiance to a school, but yes. I think they're great. And so I would say, I don't think Cole will mind. If you use the code COLE20, you'll get 20% off, because our friend Cole Kublik has a code with them. So use Cole's code all day long. Get yourself 20% off. And I like... Alex tends to like shirts that are traditional in their design or the style of the shirt, but he likes a little fun in the graphics. And so this sort of, you know, meets him where I don't know that he has fashion sensibility necessarily. I would just say this is sort of what he enjoys wearing, something that's got a little meaning to it, is fun. Now, Melanie's exactly right about the boys and how much they like to play the video games. Some girls also, I would say we cannot leave our girls out of that either. So some people are PlayStation, some people are Xbox. I have a recommendation for both, and I ran this by Alex. So for the PS5 people, the Nacon Revolution 5 Pro controller mm-hmm. is a direction that's good to go in. I think there's a white with black buttons, and there's a black with white buttons. You just go as the spirit leads on that, but it's a great PS5 controller. And then for the Xbox, the Turtle Beach controller, I'm linking to that as well. another great controller, but just unfortunately, because of how these things work, you can't just buy like a controller, right? They have to go with the whatever the platform is. So I would say either one of those would be great if there is a gamer in your life. Then AirPods Pro 2, I bought these for myself. My brother-in-law bought some of these while I was in Dallas. These are the best AirPod headphone noise canceling situation I have ever enjoyed personally. They really do cancel out the noise around you, but if you need to talk, it deactivates the noise canceling thing. So you're not always like pulling them in and out of your ears when you're wearing them, trying to hear people. They just have some really good intuitive features that I have liked. I have had these essentially in my ears for the last couple of days, just because I've been listening to a lot of music, and the battery's great. They're fantastic. I consider them a huge upgrade over my other AirPods I had. I think they're a fantastic gift. Alex is getting some of these for Christmas. Alex is also for Christmas, he is getting this Zon Lee weighted blanket. It is a 20-pound weighted blanket. He and Jackson like to sit in their room. They have Martha's two recliners that they have inherited. They like to sit in their room in their recliner.
They're like Chandler and Joey.
They are like Chandler and Joey. Mm-hmm. And they sit there and they watch football every Saturday, every Sunday. This is what they do. But I think that one thing people don't talk about a lot with our college kids is, and you and I have talked about this a ton because it has been such a shared experience across the board for those of us who have kids in colleges, they do wrestle with anxiety. They do feel overwhelmed sometimes. They do kind of get in their heads and they can go down a rabbit trail wondering what the future's going to look like. And I thought, what a sweet thing to give a college kid as a weighted blanket, like just something that will help them to relax a little bit, to enjoy their downtime a little bit more. This is a really affordable weighted blanket option. But listen, I don't know if you've got 20 pounds sitting on you, I don't know how you don't feel anything other than just at peace and wrapped up and comforted. So I think
Caroline loves her. She has a weighted blanket. It's on her bed. She sleeps with it every night. And she's had it since high school. She loves her weighted blanket.
Yeah. I just think what a great little piece of comfort we can offer them. So I've already gotten one of these for Alex. And then I have one thing. If you're giving a gift to a person who is 21 or over, okay, let me just say that.
Yes.
Alex enjoys a beer from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I love these stadium pint glasses. You can pick from a variety of stadiums. I've actually ordered these for my brother-in-law because he's such a Braves fan. I ordered him a couple of these.
Oh, these are so cute.
Yeah, they're so good looking. And again, it's kind of that understated spirit wear, or spirit item. It doesn't just scream like, hey, this is for a sports team. But I love that you see the stadium there. And then also, same website, Uncommon Goods. I love the stadium blueprints. You can do a college stadium. You can do a professional stadium. And this is a great thing to frame. You know, I think that, again, we love artwork, meaningful graphics, I think are such a phenomenal gift. And so I've also ordered my brother-in-law a print of the Braves Stadium so that he can put that in his office.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. So I think those are great gifts if you have a sports fan that you're buying for. And also, like I mentioned last week, the Sand Grain Studios prints are phenomenal. The Roosters belts that I mentioned for men, also great for younger guys. And the National Park prints that I mentioned last week, also great for younger guys. So that would be my list of gift recommendations.
Okay. Well, I think these are phenomenal. I think these are great. I think these are great ideas.
Thanks. Yours too. We're just, just making it happen.
But I think hopefully this will give y'all a starting spot. And I think that Uncommon Goods, the website that Sophie just talked about, they have a lot of really good stuff. So
They have a lot of stuff that's that can make really personal gifts. So it's a great place to look around, as is the Mark and Graham website, especially if you like a personalized gift. I think it's you can dig around there and find just about anything for anybody. So it's a good place to shop.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go, y'all. There is the gift guide, and use it in good health, everyone.
Yes. Yes. Use it in good health and with good heart and good cheer for the holiday season. And I guess that is our extra long episode of the podcast for this week. We will be back next week with no gift guides, but five favorites again.
That's right. All right. Thanks for listening, y'all.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.